I think so, and obviously it'll it's kind of a first opportunity to kind of get a look at one another as well for the league games, the up and coming league games down the line. So that who comes out of this may go on to be favourites for the actual competition. It's going to be a big game on Sunday, and one that we're looking forward to.
They're unbeaten. They're looking for 10 out of 10. It's going to be quite a match.
Yeah, it will be. We're looking forward to the challenge, to be honest. We've had a couple of disappointing results, right, over the last couple of weeks, but we certainly had a bounce back performance there on Sunday and made a bit of a statement playing against one of the top sides in Clonmany in the league as well. But yeah, we're looking forward to getting a look at Sea Rovers and going out there and challenging ourselves on Sunday. Sea Rovers seem to be firing all cylinders, certainly when it comes to that end of the pitch. But on the other side of it, I feel like we're a good side with regards to our defensive side and the way we set up, and we feel like we'll offer Sea Rovers a few more questions to answer than most. So we're confident going in. We don't fear anybody. We're going with the utmost respect for Sea Rovers. I mean, what they're doing is fantastic, and not only at that level, but also at underage level. Just watching what they're doing from a progression point of view, they're offering a great product out there, and clearly that's going through the whole club, and hopefully that continues for them as well, because it's great to see.
Yeah, your own club, you've had a couple of ups and downs over the years. At the start of this season, what were the ambitions? Did you think you'd be going for a possible title and promotion from the word go?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I certainly didn't set any goals whatsoever. I came in last season. I'm sure it's no harm to say that they were struggling a little bit. And last season we laid a wee bit of a foundation, and a lot of the lads from last season are back in again. And you know, we've put together a wee product ourselves that the players seem to be interested in coming to kind of play in Carramina too, because they can see a bit of potential there. So we're still building upon upon the foundations that we laid last year. And as long as we can stay consistent and cut out maybe those two defeats we've had there over the last 3 weeks, then yeah, we're going to be fine, and we'll certainly be asking the questions and pushing for promotion. So yeah, we'll see in a few weeks' time, and it's still early days yet in the league. So
yeah, we're not even anywhere near halfway yet, and it's a big division. There's a lot of teams. There can be plenty of twists and turns. And looking at the league table, even as it is, Illy's reserves, they're just behind you. They've only played 8 games, won 7, drawn 1. They're undefeated, so they're still very much in the mix. Perhaps too early to say it's a 3-horse race. Somebody could come from the pack.
Yeah, and I think so. I think Carcull reserves are starting to kind of push there now as well. It's been strange because a lot of the top teams haven't played against one another yet. So I do see a few of the teams pushing up from the middle of the pack as well. It'll tell a different story whenever we see the teams at the top of the table kind of playing against each other, you know.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about your squad. Is it pretty locally based?
Yeah, I mean, obviously our catchment area in Carramina, we're kind of working from, I think it's fair to say, the scraps maybe from the bigger clubs in Moselle, Celtic and my old club, Greencastle FC. But once again, I think this season people have kind of seen obviously the Carramina's facilities are unbelievable. I mean, the pitch in itself on Tremont Bay there is just an amazing sight. The facilities, the change rooms, everything's great. So, yeah. And I think we're putting together a nice wee product here now on the pitch too.
And there's always been a good interest in the game in the area. I think the club is around 30 years old now. And I was down when there was the official pitch opening with Finn Harps down there with an inner show and select many years ago. what a location, and great credit to everybody for all the work since then.
Unbelievable. I mean, they're so appreciative too down there. Like, you can do no wrong. Like, they're so helpful. Even whenever I came on last year, I mean, I'd quit coaching altogether. Between work life and play, balance was getting difficult, and someone had to give, and I kind of stopped coaching altogether, and Jared and Sean from the committee kind of knocked on my door and says, listen, Kim, would you be interested? And they said they would take a lot of the priorities and they'd take a lot of the workload off me, and he basically said, you go into the easy part, and that's the coaching part, and in fairness, that's what he'd done, and they've given me a new find, like, I suppose, desire to be involved, and like it is a credit to the people of Carramina. They're just amazing. Like, it's a great place to be. And